The Adventures of PC 49 by Alan Stranks, being another incident in the career of Police Constable Archibald Barclay Willoughby, with Brian Rees, Joy Shelton, and Leslie Perrins. This week's adventure, The Case of the Shivering Spiv.
Real walnuts. My favorite fruit. Where'd you get these, Joan?
I bought them from a barrow in the High Street. 4 shillings a pound, so go easy on them. Archie, stop cracking them with your teeth. You'll find nutcrackers in the sideboard drawer.
This one's rotten. Oh, look at the worm.
Don't make a pig of yourself like you did with the last lot. Crack a few for me while I make the tea.
A pleasure.
And it wouldn't be a bad idea if you whistle while you work. Go on, get cracking.
That one's rotten. Blimey, so's that. Ah, that's not so bad. Oh, another worm. Well, there it is, Joan. 8 good ones out of 36.
All the greedy pigs. I go to the trouble of making tea for you.
No, honestly, Joan, I've only eaten one. Here are the shells and all the worm-eaten kernels.
Wouldn't it make you mad? 4 bob for that lot. Well, that works out at 6 pence for every good one. Oh, nuts to that barrow boy. There ought to be a law against this.
Ah, several. Which barrow boy did you get them from?
That little cap and muffler chap who works the High Street. You know, the one with the curved scar down the side of his face.
Oh, Scruffy Betts. I spent half my time moving him on. Been a bit light-handed on him lately because he pitched me a hard luck story. He works for Foxy Lazarus, the barrow king. I'll give him nuts next time I see him, all right. Who's that?
It's me, Mr. Lazarus, Scruffy Betts. I just checked in with the cheater here.
That's right, Gov. His money's okay. I've paid him off.
All right. Come in, both of you.
Here. Them nuts you give me today was terrible. I'm losing me goodwill peddling that sort of trash. Had to bring more than half of them back. They're not fit to eat, Mr. Lazarus.
Who said anything about eating them? We buy them to sell.
Yeah, I know, but the barrel arc's getting tougher all the time. All the boys in the yard say the same. You ask cheater.
He's right, Gov. We can't send that lot out tomorrow.
That's the 5th lot of rubbish we've had lately from Lou Conway.
Lou Conway, the dirty twister. Done me up proper, he did, when I worked for him. Bust me jaw and chipped me down the side of me face here with a razor. Look at his scar. C for Conway. Carved his initial on me, he did. I'll fix him for that one day, you'll see.
We know all about that, Scruffy. If you'll take my advice, you won't talk so much when you're drunk about doing him.
The boss is right, Scruffy. Conway's got a lot of enemies. Some of these days, one of them will rub him out. If you keep talking the way you do, you'll be the guy that carries the can.
I'd swing at me for Conway.
Ah, you little guys are all talk. Come on now. Get out there and top up your stuff for tomorrow.
What is tomorrow's special?
Apples, Cox's orange, 10 and a half pound and what you can make on the scales.
You know me, Lazarus. I won't fiddle the scales. What about me goodwill? It's bad enough to be selling rubbish without weighing it light.
Oh, you're crazy.
Here, can I take me batter home with me tonight? It saves me a long walk in the morning. I can park it in the little mews near me old lady's house.
All right, Scruffy. Only make sure you clear that batter tomorrow.
Who'll that be, cheater?
Lou Conway.
Conway? Don't let me see that lousy swine. I'll do him
Shut
a short...
Shut up, you. Conway's come over to collect for last week's stuff. 220 nicker.
Good. We'll talk to him about those nuts while he's here.
I'd cut his heart out if I had a chiv.
And if he had a heart. Now get out the back way, Scruffy. We don't want no trouble here. I'll take that batter with you and top yourself in your own backyard.
No, no, the other way, I said.
Okay, okay. Conway.
You'd better get this and get it straight, Lou Conway. Those nuts were a dead loss to me and they're a dead loss to you. You can whistle for the dough.
Don't kid me, Lazarus. You'll pay. People don't walk around owing me money for long. Come on, tell the cheater to cough up. I got a date at the dogs.
What trap are you in tonight, Conway?
You better keep your trap shut, mug.
Cut out the rough stuff, Conway.
I'll do some cutting, all right, if someone doesn't settle this account of mine lively.
Look out, boss, he's got a chip.
Put that knife away, Lou.
There's a lot of people carrying Conway's mock. Do you pay up nice and quiet now, or do I give you the receipt first? With this?
No. Keep away. Watch him, Lazarus.
Keep off, Conway. Come on, mug, give. No? Right.
You swine, you slashed me.
Sure, see for Conway. I never miss. Now, are you ready to pay up, or do I give it to you on the other cheek?
Okay, Conway, you asked for it.
My favorite copper this morning. Hmm? All bright and shiny.
What, with another 7 hours pavement pounding in front of me? A bit early on the job today, aren't you, darling?
I put on 2 pounds last month. Got to watch my figure.
You'll leave that to me. Hold on round the curves.
Down, Wolf. I'm going to start walking to the office of the park every morning.
Ah, you're crazy. You need all the weight you can carry in the winter.
Here he comes. Hmm? Here he comes. Now, Constable, let's see you do your duty.
Yeah, who comes?
The walnut vendor who diddled me yesterday.
Scruffy Betts? I'll tell him a thing or two. Hey, you, Scruffy.
Oh, Lord, Lummy, it's PC-49 again. Why can't you stop persecuting me?
What's the matter with you? Trembling like a leaf. Seen a ghost?
I seen worse. I seen a bogey. You.
It's given you the shakes, all right. What have you been up to? Apart from robbing the public.
If it's any of your business, I've got an hell of an hangover. I gave the bottle a proper bashing last night, I did. Why can't you buzz off and leave me alone?
I've given you more than a fair crack of the whip lately, Scruffy. Because I heard your old lady was a bit off colour. I turned her back on you a dozen times last week to give you a chance to get trundling.
Ah, nuts.
Yes, nuts.
Aye?
You dishonest little man. 75% of those walnuts you sold me yesterday were rotten.
Oh, go away, lady. I never seen you before in my life. What are you trying to do? Oh, chop me to this here rotten big flatfoot?
No back chat, Scruffy. You're the culprit, all right. You've had your last chance. I'm on the High Street beat today. And the first sale you make off this swindle wagon of yours, I'll slap an obstruction charge on you so fast, it'll warm you up plenty.
He needs it. Look how he's shivering.
I think it's more of a guilty conscience than the cold.
Coppers, slops, narks, bogies, you're all the blinking...
Ah, steady, chum, no offensive language, if you please.
The enemies of the proletariat, hired thugs of the capitalistic system, dirty, ruddy, laughing...
Oi, 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 oi.
Such language.
Right, Scruffy, you've bought it. You can trundle that barrow right round to the station yard now. I'm going to charge you with insulting behavior and offensive language.
Blast you. That's what I say. Oh, here, who's going to sell these here apples if you put a plaster on me?
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Archie. He's trembling like a leaf.
I'm sick and tired of him. I bet your apples are as rotten as your walnuts were. Let's have a look under this tarpaulin.
Dear, off a minute. Oh, I spent 2 hours last night topping them apples up for show today.
Nevertheless, we'll see what sort of junk you're foisting on the public this time.
Hey, leave that alone. You can't...
Archie, what is it?
Oh, strike a light. How did that get here? It's Lou Conway.
It's Lou Conway, all right.
Is he?
Yep. As dead as 3 bullet holes in the forehead can make him.
Truth serves you best in the long run. Open up and let's have the facts, the real facts.
But I am telling the truth, Inspector Wilson. The old truth and nothing but. Swelp me, Bob.
Get this down right.
I've got no idea how Conway's body got onto that barrel any more than what you have.
I'll fix you up as supercargo in one of the citrus boats. No questions asked.
You couldn't do it, cheater.
Couldn't I? You're going to have a nice long holiday. In fact, you're retiring. But good. Now, give me those keys and I'll go and get your superannuation. No, it's no good looking at me like that, Lazarus. I wrote out a full statement and a true one about Conway was murdered before I came here this evening. I posted it registered to myself. If anything happens to me, well, the cops can't miss that one, can they? Well, are you going to let me have them keys?
All right, Cheetah. You're named right. You win. Here they are.
keep bathing that face of yours, I wouldn't like it to turn septic. Not until you're well out of the country, anyway. Oh, you'll be safe enough from the police in this warehouse. I'll be back later with the car.
Oh, and if you start getting hungry, help yourself to some of those bananas. I won't ask you for your ration book.
You dirty double-crossing cheat!
We'll have you about this Conway business, right? If only we could lay our hands on Lazarus.
Queer him dropping out of sight just now.
He's heard our appeals all right, but he just won't play ball. He's a crook and on principle, he doesn't like answering police questions.
I can't see how Lazarus can help us now anyway, sir. Cheetah's statement clears him of any complicity in Conway's murder.
Yes, and when we do find Lazarus, it's a certainty his statement will tally with Cheetah's to the letter.
You can bet your shirt on that, sir.
The trouble is the whole darn puzzle fits together just a bit too neatly. Even the psychology of this man, Scruffy Betts. He's just the type of little fool who'd shoot Conway in a drunken passion and then commit the absurd act of trying to dispose of the body as he did.
Not so absurd when you come to think of it, sir. If that young constable hadn't pulled him up, by sheer chance, he might have wheeled that corpse from here to the Thames estuary without question.
Inspector Wilson speaking. What's that, Sergeant? No, we can't give him any news. No, I don't want to see him either. We'll call him when we want him. Cheetah Dempsey's just called at the desk outside to see if there's any news of his boss. Seems he's getting quite worried about Lazarus not turning up.
A little bit too worried, to my way of thinking.
Yeah. We should have kept him here till you had a chance to detail a man to trail him. Better have someone watch his house.
What's the idea of leading me past the station house when I'm off duty, Joan? It sets every corner I've got on edge.
Shortcut to the cinema, darling. I was thinking of your poor feet.
Oh, I wonder what he's doing there.
What? Who's doing where?
That had just come out of the station.
Do you know him?
Only professionally. That's Cheetah Dempsey. Stooge for Lazarus.
Lazarus?
Yeah.
You mean the man the police want to interview about the Conway case?
Yeah. Look, he's hailing that taxi.
Stay put, Flatfoot. I'm going to slip across the street and see if I can hear the address he gives the driver.
Well, what on earth for?
Stick around, Dr. Watson. I'll be back.
Catlin's Wharf, Millwall. Make it snappy, driver.
Well, you she-Sherlock, what's it all about?
I just wanted to get a good look at Mr. Cheetah.
Nice open face, isn't it?
Yes, like a ferret. He's going to Kaplan's Wharf, Millwall.
So what?
So are we.
Oi, oi. Why?
Don't know yet, darling, but Mother's intuition's working overtime. Taxi!
Intuition. Da. Look what it did for Hitler.
Taxi! Taxi!
Lazarus. It's all right. It's only me, Cheetah. Hey, Lazarus. Where are you? I don't want to show a light. Lazarus, where are you?
Right behind you, Cheetah.
What about the...
I've been here so long, my eyes have got used to the dark.
No tricks now. Unless you want to face a murder charge. You
might as well be hanged for a sheep as a lamb, Cheetah.
Don't strike a match! Oh! Swine, you broke my wrist.
That's only the beginning, Cheetah. Handy little gadget, this. They use it for opening cases. I was lucky to find it.
Now, listen, go easy. I've done my best to help you, haven't I? I've sworn my life away.
You've thrown it away, you mean, trying to double-cross me. Give me those keys.
Don't be a fool, Lazarus. You'll never get away with it.
That 15,000 quid in the safe will go a long way towards helping. Lucky it's small notes.
Well, what are you going to do?
That was a good idea of yours about catching a fruit boat to South America, but I think I'll be able to fix it without your assistance, you yellow-bellied skunk.
No. No. No.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
this is Captain's Wharf, Archie.
Well, I'm way off my beat, but it says so on this gate.
Shh, quiet. There's someone coming.
Polly Cheetah coming out again. Listen, Joan, we've got nothing on this man. What are we tailing him for?
Because I've got a feeling Scruffy Betts is telling the truth. Quiet, he's opening the gate. Leave this to me, Archie.
Joan, what the place is...
Excuse me, what? But I wonder if you could oblige me with a match.
You gave me a shock. A match? No, I've got a lighter. Here, do it for yourself. Uh-huh.
Oh, darling, it won't work.
Yeah, miss, I'm in a hurry. I can't wait.
You wouldn't grudge a girl a light, would you? Here, you try.
I'm in a hurry, I tell you. Give it to me. There you are. What is it?
Oh, your face. Siva Conway.
What's that?
I know who you are. You're Lazarus. Archie! Archie!
You little...
It just goes to show right how far wrong you can go on circumstantial evidence. If Miss Carr hadn't got some fantastic idea in her mind about Cheetah being mixed up in it, it's a dead cert we'd have got a conviction against Scruffy Betts. Where is he, by the way?
We set him loose as soon as we got Cheetah's dying deposition. There was also a registered letter at Cheetah's home which sets out the matter even more fully. We got a cast iron case against Lazarus. Oh, that'll be Fort Anon and Miss Carr, Inspector. You asked to see them.
I hope. Wheel them in, Sergeant. Wheel them in.
Morning, Miss Carr. In you go, 49.
Yes, Sergeant. Thank you, Sergeant. Good morning, all.
Hello there, Miss Carr. Morning, 49. Well, this is another feather in your helmet, Constable.
Yes, Inspector. Getting more like a peacock every day, isn't he?
Quite sure.
Well, I hadn't noticed. Anyway, Constable, you've done a sterling job on this. You too, Miss Carr. Scruffy Betts has got a lot to thank you for. I don't mind telling you we had him
but
sewn up properly.
I've got a right to see him, and I? He saved me blinking neck.
What the devil?
Who the blazes do you think you are bursting into the DDI's office this way?
I want to see that copper, I tell you, and the lady and all.
For Pete's sake. Right, what's going on out there?
It's Scruffy Betts, sir. Says he must see PC Fortinon and Miss Carr.
Let him in.
Oh.
Now then, Betts, what's the meaning of this intrusion?
Well, I don't approve of coppers as a general rule, but I just wanted to say thank you to 49 here. He's too good to be a rosser.
What?
And you, miss?
Yes, Scruffy?
I brought these here for you.
For me? What are they?
They're the make-up for the bad ones I sold you. You know, they're the very best...
I know. Nuts.
Nuts?
Nuts?
Nuts? Yes, Inspector. That's right. Nuts!
That concludes the case of the Shivering Spiv, another incident in this series of adventures of PC 49, written by Alan Stranks. The cast was as follows. PC 49, Brian Rees. Joan Carr, Joy Shelton. Inspector Wilson, Leslie Perrins. Sergeant Wright, Eric Phillips. Samuel Lazarus, Arnold Diamond. Cheetah, Howard Marion Crawford. Lou Conway, Max Brimmel. Scruffy Betts, Sidney Vivian. Production by Vernon Harris.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.